Today's daf is Shkalim daf Yud Beis. We left off on the top of daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. We're up to the Mishnah on the top of Yud Beis Amar Aleph, which is Halacha Dalid. Today's entire daf is going to be about being Makdish Nechasim Stam. A person is Makdish all of his Nechasim, and amongst those Nechasim, there are things that could be brought on the Mizbeach or could be used in the Beis HaMikdash as a type of item that would have Kedushas HaGuf, like animals that could be used for Karbanos, Ketores that could be used for Ketores, and various Nesachim, all these different types of things might be amongst his possessions that he's Makdish. That's what the entire daf is going to discuss. So we're going to, right after the Mishnah, we're going to relate to a Mishnah in Meseches Temura and try to figure out which Shita in our Mishnah, the Mishnah Meseches Temura, aligns with. There's going to be a Machlokas Amorayim, what the exact case of the Machlokas in our Mishnah is. Is it talking about a case where a person is Makdish his Nechasim, just in general, or a case where a person is Makdish his flock, or a case where, or either case, where a person is Makdish either his Nechasim or his flock? The Gemara on Amud Beis is going to go through each of the Shitos in our Mishnah and explain the Svara of each of the Shitos in our Mishnah, but it's also going to discuss what happens if a person is Mafrish a Nekeva for the sake of a Karban that can only be brought from a Zachar. So how do we change it to make it that we could bring the Karban properly with a Zachar, and what type of Kedusha goes on that animal? So, and other than just the Biur of all the Shitos in the Mishnah, That's all Amud Beis really deals with. So let's begin with the Mishnah. Again, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Halacha Dalid. So the Mishnah talks about a person is Makdish his Nechasim Stam, and amongst the Nechasim there are things that could be brought on the Mizbech. So Makdish Nechasim of a person is Makdish, and he doesn't say what he's being Makdish them for, what he's being Makdish the various items for, V'hayi ben Dvarim Ru'in the Karbonos HaTzibur, and amongst his Nechasim there are things that could be used for Karbonos HaTzibur. The Gemara is going to explain that this is specifically referring to Ketores, which can only be used for Karbonos Tzibur, not for Karbonos Yachid. There is no Ketores in a Karbon Yachid. So the point of the mission is going to be that the Gezbarim do not have to keep the Ketores by them for the sake of Hegdish. Rather, what they can do with it is Yunasna L'umnin. They can give it to people who build for and fix things for Bedek HaBayis B'scharan as wages for their Malacha, for the work that they do, and in that way the Ketores will become Chulin, even though the Kedusha of Ketores doesn't normally transfer to something that's Ein Behen Mamish, to something that's not tangible, but we're allowing it to transfer as to go for the wages of these workers for work that they do. So the Tikkun Chatan explains, well, how does that work? Doesn't it have to normally transfer onto something tangible? So the Tikkun Chatan explains, V'yotzin l'chulin afal pi de'in dover achar nichnas tachtav, even though nothing else is replacing its Kedusha, de kasavar hektish mischalal ala malacha, de chsiv vasuli migdash etiya malacha nasis mina hektish, that Rabbi Akiva holds that hektish could be mischalal ala malacha. He darshens it from a pasuk. From vasuli migdash we learn that malacha can be made from hektish. We can do malacha for the Beis HaMikdash from Hegdish money. So the Hegdish money can go to pay directly for the Malacha. So Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azai disagrees. Amalo Ben Azai Einahi Amida says this din that you're suggesting is not correct. Ella, rather this is what you would have to do. Mafrishin Mehen, you'd have to take from the Ketores Scharu Umnin, the amount of money, the amount of value of Ketores that should go to pay the workers, and take from that money of Hegdish and the money of Chulin that equals that amount. Umechalin Asar Al Masu Umnin. And you mechalal the Ketores on the money of the Umnin, which is Chulin, so now the money will become Kodesh, and the Ketores will become Chulin, and then v'nosnimosan the Umnin b'scharan. Then you give the Ketores, meaning you have to first be mechalal the Ketores before you give it as the wages. You have to add this step. You have to first be mechalal it on money, and then give it as the wages to the Umnin for their work. V'chozer melochimosa mitra mechadasha. And then we would buy it back from the Umnin, from the the money of the Truma Chadasha so that we can use this Ketores for the coming year. It's very similar to what we discussed, exactly what we discussed yesterday, how they would always have Ketores left over from the previous year, and they couldn't just use it and save it from the previous year because it was bought with the previous year's funds. So you need to come up with a way to make that Ketores belong to somebody else and then buy it back with the new funds so that the Ketores will be purchased from the new funds. So that is halacha number one of the Mishnah. So again, if a person is makdish his nechassim and there is Ketores amongst his nechassim, so Rabbi Akiva holds very simply, use that Ketores to pay the umnin and then you buy it back from them. Ben Azai says, no, you need to add a step. You can't just pay the umnin with it. You first need to turn the Ketores into chulin by being mechallel on money and then use it to pay the umnin and buy it back from them. Halacha number two in the Mishnah, hamakdish nechassim, a person is makdish his nechassim stam, again, that's still the case we're talking about. And normally, by the way, very important, stam hekdish is lebedek habayis. If a person doesn't identify what he's being makdish something for, we normally assume it goes lebedek habayis, does not go to paying for karbanos, it goes for the basic upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. But amongst his nechassim, v'hayu behen behema, ru'i al gabei mizbeach. There was a behema that was not a balmum, it's a tamima, and therefore could be brought in the mizbeach. So zecharim, unakevos, and there could be amongst those animals, male animals, which you could use for a carbon ola, or nekevos, which could be used for a carbon shlamim. The Mishnah Maseches Tmura says that if a person is makdish tamim lebedek habayis, you have to bring those animals on the mizbeach, because anything that's ra'ui for the mizbeach has to be brought on the mizbeach. The only problem we have over here is that you were makdish these things, and they only have kedusha for bedek habayis. They don't have the kedusha saguf that you need to be brought on the mizbeach. So how do we deal with it? How are we going to get these animals to be brought as karbanos when they were designated for the sake of bedek habayis? So that's the machlokes tanaim in our Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Omer, zecharim yumachru letzarchei olos. Take the male animals amongst the items that he was makdish. Take the male animals that could be brought as that are kosher to be brought as olos and sell them to people who need Karbanos Ola, and they'll use these animals, these physical animals, as Karbanos Ola. When a kevos yimachru letzarchei zivchei shlamim, the female animals that are kosher to be brought as a shlamim, take them and sell them to people who need a karban shlamim, and they'll use these actual animals for a karban shlamim. Udman yiplum shanuchasav lebedek habayis, and the money that you get for these animals will go to bedek habayis. So it'll turn out that everything the person was makdish stam actually goes lebedek habayis. Even the animals that he was makdish, we transferred onto money, and that money goes to bedek habayis, while the animals themselves are still going to be used as karbanos. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Eitza. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says that the intention of the person who's makdish was to be makrav the behemos as an ola on the mizbeach, and therefore he says zecharim atzman yikravu olos. Meaning we do not assume that he intended for everything to be lebedek habayis. We assume that if amongst the items that he was makdish there are animals that could be used as a carbon ola, so he wanted them to be used as a carbon ola. So go ahead and use them as a carbon ola. But what about nekevos that cannot be used as a carbon ola? So nekevos yimachru litzrachav zivchei shlamim yavi b'dmein olos ushar nechasim yipul lebedek habayis. The nekevos, which you cannot use for themselves as a carbon ola, sell them to people who need a carbon shlamim and use the money as a carbon ola. Use the money to purchase carbonos ola, and all the other nechassim that he has that aren't animals, that goes the bedek habayis. So a fundamental dispute between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, what the man intends for his animals. A person is makdish all of his nechassim, and there are animals there that could be brought as karbanos. So Rabbi Elazar understands everything is the bedek habayis, even the animals he intends the bedek habayis. Elamai, there's a halacha that if there are animals that could be brought in the mizbech, you're not allowed to use them the bedek habayis. So transfer them onto money, use the money the bedek habayis, and then you could get whoever you sell the animals to will use them for karbanos. Rabbi Shua says, no, he intends for all animals to be a carbon ola, male and female. He intends for all of them to be a carbon ola. So the male ones can actually be a carbon ola. The nekevos, you have to transfer into money, use the money for a carbon ola. But everything else outside of the animals in his properties, in his nechassim, you would use for bedek habayis. Rabbi Akiva says about this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, roa ani es divrei Rabbi Elazar, mi divrei Rabbi Yeshua. I think Rabbi Elazar is more mistaver than Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Elazar, hishvas midah. Yosef, Reb Lazar is consistent, meaning all the nechassim are intended the bedek habayis. So either the nechassim themselves or the value of the nechassim, the money you get for the nechassim, are all going to the same place. So Reb Lazar makes a lot of sense. Reb Yeshua chilek, but Reb Yeshua is mechalek. He says that the animals you intend for the mizbeach and specifically for an ola, and the other nechassim you intend for bedek habayis. So it's more mistaken to say like Reb Lazar. The person said one in one breath. He said he's being makdish all of his nechassim. So it's most mistaver, says Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Lazar is correct, that it all is intended to go to the Bedek Abayis. Amar Rabbi Papias says about this machlokas, Shamati es divrei shnehen. I think that in certain contexts Rabbi Lazar is correct, and in certain contexts Rabbi Yeshua is correct. Hamakdish beferish, if a person said beferish, that he's being makdish his behemos and the rest of his nechassim, so kedivrei Rabbi Lazar. That I think Rabbi Lazar is going to be correct, that everything is going to go to the Bedek Abayis, because by the fact that he identified the behemos separately from the other nechassim, and he still didn't say that the behemos are going to be different, he said, I'm being makdish my behemos and my nechassim, so apparently he means to say explicitly that my behemos and my nechassim are all going to the same place. They're all going the Bedek Abayis. So that's where Rabbi Lazar is going to be correct. V'amakdish stam, but a person who just says nechassai lehegdish, and he doesn't mention his behemos, so we assume that he intends to be makdish everything to the place where it's ra'ui to go. So he intends for the behemos to go to the mizbeach, and for the nechassim to go to the bedek habayis. So that would be kediv Rabbi Yeshua. That would align with the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, that all the nechassim go to the bedek habayis, but all the behemos are going to go to the mizbeach, specifically for karban ola. So it's an unusual mishnah in that we have a machlokas tanaim about a machlokas tanaim, meaning we have a machlokas Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua, and then we have a machlokas tanaim had a paskin in the machlokas Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua, where Rabbi Akiva just paskin straight like Rabbi Lazar, that Rabbi Lazar is the most correct because he's hishves midotzev, and Rabbi Papia says it depends on circumstance, it depends what exactly the guy said. Was the guy makdish his behemos and his nechassim? That then we'd go like Rabbi Lazar, or was he makdish just nechassim in general, and then we'd have to hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Last line of the Mishnah, hamakdish. So far in the Mishnah we discussed someone who's makdish in nechassim and there was ketores amongst his possessions, and then we discussed someone who's makdish in nechassim and there were animals amongst his possessions, animals that could be used for karbanos. Now the third case in the Mishnah, hamakdish nechassim vayu ben dvarim ruuyin legabi mizbech yenos ushmanim vaofos. Let's say a person was makdish all of his nechassim and he had things. He had wine amongst his nechassim that could be used for nisuch. He had shmanim that could be used for karbanos mincha. He had ofos that could be used for karbanos for kalim, for kinim, torim ben ayona, different types of birds. Those are the only birds that we ever bring. We never bring a chicken as a karban. It's always torim of Bnei Yonah in the base of Mikdash. So what do? Rabbi Lazar Omer Yimachru Letzarchei Osa Amin. Rabbi Lazar says you sell those things for people who need those things, viyavi b'demein olos, and the money you get for it, you bring karban olos. Even though the items themselves can be brought as a karban ola, the birds themselves, let's say, can be brought as a karban ola, the Gemara is going to darshan from pasuk that you have to use the money to buy behemos for a karban ola. You can't just bring the birds themselves as a karban ola. Usharnasachim yiblu the bedek habayis, and all the other things, any other nechassim rather, any other nechassim, any other possessions that the guy was makdish will all go to Bedek Habayis. So that's the third case in the Mishnah where you have Shmanim, Ofos, Yenos, things of that nature. Says the Gemara now, Vayter, Hamakdish, if a person, we said in the Mishnah, if a person is Makdish and Nechassim, and we're going back to the first case, he has things that are royal, Karbonos Tzibur. So what does it mean, Karbonos Tzibur? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ketorah. So we learned already in Esther's Daf that Rabbi Yochanan says that when we say Ruin Karbonos Tzibur, it means Ketores, which can only be used for a Karbon Tzibur. You never have Ketores for a Karbon Yachid. And the reason that he can't possibly be referring to Behemos and Yenos and Shmanim and Slasos in the Reisha of the Mishnah when we talk about things that are royal Karbon Tzibur is because the Mishnah explicitly discusses those things later on in the Mishnah. Now we mentioned yesterday's Daf that according to Rabbi Yochanan, how can you have a person who has Ketores amongst his personal possessions? Ah, this is Rabbi Yochanan who holds that you could be Mefatim Ketores with something that's not a klisharis. You can make ketores with regular kalim that are not kodesh kalim, and therefore the ketores does not necessarily have kedushas haguf. You could just have regular ketores amongst your possessions. That's a possibility, and that's what the case of the Mishnah is. So Amar Rav Hoshaya, so Rav Hoshaya says, no, maybe really the only way to be mefatim ketores ketores is by using clay shares. Aye, so how could a person have ketores in his house? You can only make ketores with the clay shares. Tiftar, you have to explain. We're talking about a case of a guy who makes ketores, and turns out that his ketores was nispatim b'kli shares, and he got the extra ketores as his wages. Meaning, we were just discussing yesterday, what do you do with the extra ketores? So he got the extra ketores. They were mechalalit, and they gave it to him as his wages. So that's how he has ketores in his house, and then he's makdish his nechasim, and he might have ketores amongst the nechasim. Says Gemara, matay mid ben azai. What's the reason for Ben Azai in our Mishnah who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva? Ben Azai in our Mishnah holds that you can't just give the ketores to the umnin for their wages. You need to first be mechalal on money and then give it to the umnin. Shein hekdesh mischalal al hamelacha el al hamaos. So the reason for Ben Azai is, as we said when we learned the Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Akiva, you could be mechalal hekdesh on work. Person does work, you can give them hektish things as their wages, and the hektish will become chulin. But Nazi says, no, you can't. It needs something tangible to be mischalal on. So you need to transfer the ketores, the hektish of the ketores, onto money, and then you can give the ketores as payment once it's already lost all of its kedusha. Period. Now we had in our Mishnah Machlokas Rabbi Lozan Rabbi Shua, person is Makdish Chasim, and now we're on the second part of the Mishnah, and there are behemos that are tmimos, that are not bali mumin, amongst those nechasim. So what do we assume? Do we assume the hektish is lebedek habayis or lemizbeach? So the Gemara is going to bring a Mishnah Maseches Tmura and try to figure out which shita Rabbi Lozan Rabbi Shua aligns with this Mishnah in Maseches Tmura. Again, Rabbi Lozan was the one that said that the zecharim are sold for tzarchei olos, the nekeva sold for tzarchei zivchei shlamim. All the money goes lebedek habayis. You don't do anything directly with these animals themselves. Whereas Rabbi Shua says, no, you take these zecharim animals and you actually bring the animals themselves. They don't have kachei bedek habayis. They are kedush saguf. You actually bring these animals themselves as the kabbalas. So tamintan, you know, we learn in Maseches Tmura and Daflamet Aleph that there are certain chumras that kachei mizbeach have over kachei bedek habayis, and certain chumras that kachei bedek habayis have over kachei mizbeach. So one of the things the Mishnah lists are yesh b'kachei bedek habayis. One of the chumras that kachei bedek habayis has that you don't find by kachei mizbeach is shestam hekdeshos lebedek habayis. That if a person is makdish things stam and he doesn't identify what he's being makdish it for, we assume it goes lebedek habayis. Hekdesh bedek habayis chal ala kol, and hekdesh bedek habayis is going to be chal on any type of item, on wood, on stones, anything. You could be the hekdesh bedek habayis. If a person is makdish, let's say a tarnagolas, a chicken from bedek habayis, the egg from that chicken is going to be subject to meila. If you're makdish an animal, the milk of the animal is going to be subject to meila. By kachei mizbeach, the kohanim do get some hanah from it, even because the kohanim get to eat the karbanos. And even if it's a karban ola, the kohanim at least get the skins of a karban ola. But something that's kachei bedek habayis, the kohanim get nothing from. So the Mishnah identifies three things that make kachei bedek habayis, in a certain sense, even though counterintuitively, but in a certain sense, more severe than kachei mizbeach. And number one, stam hektish is lebedek habayis. Number two, hektish bedek habayis can be chal on anything. It doesn't have to be on animals. And four things, actually. Number three, that there's mi'ila on the gidulim of kachei bedek habayis. And number four, that the kohanim get nothing out of kachei bedek habayis, whereas kachei mizbeach, they do get something out of it. So Rabbi Chananya points out, okay, good, this din that we have in that Mishnah Maseches Tmura, that whatever your makdish, it all goes to bedek habayis, sounds like even a behema. Even if you have behemos or tamimos, they go to bedek habayis. So Rabbi Lezer, that's going like Rabbi Lezer. The taninan ha-makdish nechas vayis ben behema ruya gam mizbeach karmer nekevos. Rabbi Lezer omer, zechari bimarchal letzarchi olos and nekevos bimarchal letzarchi zivchei shalom domain mivplu mishar nechas bedek habayis. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer said, you have to sell all the animals to give them to somebody who will use them for karbanos, but then take the money that you get for those animals, and it all goes to bedek habayis. So we see very clearly, like Rabbi Lezer. Great, so we see that that's how the Mishnah Tmura goes. What's the svara for Rabbi Lezer? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, time and Rabbi Lezer. The reason Rabbi Blazer holds that stomach deishos even a behemoth mima is all going to go to bedik abayis. Is he darshens the pasuk as follows? V'ishki yaktish es peso kodesh la Hashem. Pasuk says a person is makdish his bayis kodesh la Hashem. So b'me'anan kaimin, what are we talking about? He's makdish his bayis im bebeis dira. If we're talking about literally his house that he lives in, so that's certainly something that you can't bring on the mizbeach. So kvar ksiv, the pasuk says v'im hamakdish yigal es peso. Pasuk already talks about being makdish your actual house. Ella kianan kaimin b'makdish nechasav. No, what's the case where we talk about ish kiyakdish es peso? It's talking about a person's makdish the possessions of his house, everything that's in his house, including behemos that are right to be brought in the mizbeach. And yet the pasuk says it all goes kodesh la'ashem mikan shasam akteshos abedik abayis. So you see that all akteshos are the bedik abayis, because only bedik abayis is kodesh la'ashem. Kachim mizbeach are not kodesh la'ashem, because as we just pointed out, kachim mizbeach kohanim get a piece of, kachim bedik abayis kohanim get nothing. That's the only thing that's entirely la'ashem is kachim bedik abayis. So you see the pasuk is telling me that when you're makdish all of your nechasim, it goes straight la'ashem, it goes straight for bedik abayis. So that's the svara for blazes. So the gemara is going to bring a machlokas now, three way machlokas. What is the case where Reb Lazar and Reb Yeshua disagree in our Mishnah? Again, Reb Lazar holds that all animals that you were makdish go lebedik abayis. Reb Yeshua holds no. The ones that could be brought as karbanos are you being makdish as karbanos? They don't go lebedik abayis. So what is the case of the machlokas? I'm Rabbi Ze'era, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav b'me pligin. Rav Ze'era says that Rav Chuna b'shem Rav said that the machlokas Reb Lazar Reb Yeshua is dafka in a case b'makdish nechasav, where a person was makdish all of his possessions, and amongst his possessions he had behemos, karkos, avadim, all sorts of different things. That's where Reb Lazar says the person was not mechali. When a person gives everything, he doesn't intend to divide up his possessions and have some of it be kedushas mizbeach and some be kedushas bedik abayis. No, he's giving it all to the same place. Avol b'makdish edro, but let's say a person is only makdish animals, he's not makdish anything else. So then kolam mudri, then even Reb Lazar would agree shul mizbeach, that's going to go the mizbeach. Even Reb Lazar would agree in that case that that he intends to give a kachim mizbeach and not kachim bedik abayis, because the whole svara of Reb Lazar to take animals and say that they should be kachim bedik abayis and not kachim mizbeach was that everything else is kachim bedik abayis that he's giving, so probably he wants it all to go together to the same place. But if there is no everything else, all he's being makdish is animals, so then even Reb Lazar would be moda that it all becomes kachim mizbeach. Rabbi Ba, Rav Huna b'shem Rav, Rabbi Ba said Rav Huna b'shem Rav, Rabbi Bas says in the name of Rav Chuna b'shem Rav. So again, it's still Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, but now it's a different version of Rav Chuna b'shem Rav. This is the second shita. Ma pligin? No. Where do you have a machlokas Rav Shuna Rav Lazar? B'makdish edro. Only when you're makdish animals alone, only then does Rabbi Yeshua say that the animals are going to have kachim mizbeach. Avol b'makdish nechas of kolam modu Yeshua lebedik abayis. If a person is makdish other things also, he's makdish all of his nechasim, then even Rabbi Yeshua would be moda that you don't intend to be mechalik your nechasim, and you intend for everything to go lebedik abayis, even for the animals to go for bedik abayis. So the Gemara asks on this second shita, on Rabbi Buzz shita, al daiti Rabbi Zeir Nicha. According to Rabbi Zeir, I understand the machlokas Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shua, they're dafka going to argue in a case where you're makdish all of your nechasim, and I understand that in a case where you're makdish only your animals, Rabbi Lazar is going to be moda like we said. V'kasha al de Rabbi Ba. But what I don't understand is Rabbi Ba, who says that according to everybody, when you makdish all of your nechasim, everything goes lebedik abayis. How does that make sense? Behema lolam is beachi. What is a behema not is a behema not destined to go lemizbeach? Person is makdish tamimim lebedik abayis is over ba'asei. It's a violation of an asei. You're not allowed to be makdish regular animals for bedik abayis. So Rabbi Yeshua should have said that the guy intends for his behemos to go lemizbeach. So meaning so the Gemara answers no behemos lemizbeachi. Really, you're right. Behemos is always destined to go lemizbeach. But over here it says, if he said beferish that he wants to do the wrong thing, that he doesn't want the behemoth to go to the mizbeach. Because why was this man so unclear about what he want? Why did he just include everything in the same category? Why wasn't he mechalik behemos from the rest of the mechasim? Must be shukomer lo yeah el bet kabayis. It's as if the guy is saying, I only want this to go to the bet kabayis. And even Rabbi Shua is going to be molda that even though it's not the proper thing to do, but if that's what the guy does, the guy says I'm being makdish all of my mechasim to the same place. So obviously it all goes to the bet kabayis, even the behemos. So it's not proper because behemos are supposed to go for mizbeach. But if that's what the guy says he intends to do, so then that's what his intention is, and that's all you have. So those are so far again two shitos in terms of what the case is where Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua disagree. Did they only disagree in the case where you makdish everything, and if you makdish only animals, even Rabbi Elazar would be moda? Do they only disagree in the case where you makdish animals, and in the case where you makdish everything, even Rabbi Shua's moda? Then third possibility, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Shanya, he makdish nechasav, he makdish edro. Doesn't make a difference whether you makdish he machlokas, whether you makdish your nechasim, all of your nechasim, whether you makdish only the animals, all of it is the case of machlokas. You have the machlokas of Rabbi Shua in all the different cases when you makdish nechasim, when you makdish animals. What if a person is makdish something stam bizman hazeh? Does it have any validity to a hekdish when a person is makdish something bizman hazeh? There's a comment the Zorua in Chedal Tzim Kuf Chav Ches says that there was a maisa with Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yitzchak Zatzalmi Praga, I assume from Prague, that found Be'eretz Rusia Sefer Echad Shoyukasavl of Ploni Nasan Sefer Zela Hegdish. Someone found the Sefer and it said inside the flap of the Sefer, it said this Sefer is designated for Hegdish. So they paskind, okay, you can't learn from it because Hegdish is Asr Bahana and you can't be podit because someone's Makdish Metaltlin Bismanazah. There's no Takana, there's no way to do Pidyon on it. But he says, let's say you find the person who was makdish it. And he said, no, I didn't mean hegdish. When I wanted my svarim to be dedicated for people who wanted to learn from it, or to be dedicated for tzedakah, or something like that. That's what I intended. I just use the way people talk. I use the word hegdish. So then we would assume that if we'd be poskin b'charata, and we'd assume we could do a hatara on such a thing. We could undo such a neder, because clearly that wasn't intention. And even if the guy didn't say that, we could ask him that and be poseich b'charata to ask him such a thing. The Rashba writes in the tshuva that someone who's makdish b'zman hazeh, anything lahegdish, we assume automatically, you don't need charata, you don't need to ask him, we assume automatically he did not mean lebedek abayis, he did not mean lekarban, we assume automatically he meant la'aniyim. That's the words mean different things, different, in the times when there was a base of Hegdash, so when you were makdish something, you meant to be makdish. Nowadays, when people say that they're being makdish something, they don't really mean that they're being makdish something. The Rama writes that the pasuk is way in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Hilchos Sif Aleph, that the assumption is if a person is makdish something, that's his way of saying that he intends to give something to tzedakah. The Aruch HaShulchan explains this. He says nowadays we call all every dvar mitzvah hektish. That's just the terminology we use. So we call the place in where aniyim get together to where we support aniyim hektish. The makom that we give aniyim food is called the hektish. So anything is anyone is makdish anything. No, clearly only means laaniyim bizman hazeh. It doesn't mean anything else. The tshuvas dov meisharim is a case a woman. Sewed a parochas or wove a parochas for an aron kodesh, and she wrote in the kodesh laHashem. So the shoel and Dov Mishorim says, now what do we do? Maybe when she wrote kodesh laHashem, it means lekatche bedekabayis. So Dov Mishorim says, no. Like the Rashba says, you don't have to be choshesh that the woman was thinking that she was making the parochas that's going to be used for the bedekabayis, that they're going to use for the Beis Hamikdash, or that they're going to sell and use the money for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. You don't assume that anyone has any such intention. What if someone does tak have such an intention? There's a tshuva in the Chalkas Yaakov in Yerdeisim Kufla Mites where a guy says b'feirish that his kavana was lebedek abayis, that he has so much amuna that Mashiach is coming and we're going to have a beis hamikdash, that he's donating things already for the bedek abayis. There was a guy who was mekabel on himself that when he gets to England after the Churban and he starts a business and the people are going to give and he's going to collect gold coins. So So he's going to use those gold coins for the Beis Hamikdash when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt. And then afterwards, he says, "Well, what should he do with all this money now? Meaning, he's got all this money. What's he supposed to do with it? And the Beis Hamikdash is still not here." So Chalkos Yaakov says the neder is chal lebedek habayis, like he said, but he says it could be that he could be sholem in the neder if it's clear that this neder didn't understand exactly what he was getting himself into at the time of the neder. Meaning, if he was just, you know, he was totally uneducated, he had no idea what he was doing at the time of the neder, so maybe we could be shoel on such a neder that adaita dahachi he was not noder. But that's if we're maktish things tam bizman hazeh. Now the Gemara says vayter. The Gemara is going to talk about someone's maktish tamimim, animals that are tamimim for bedek abayis, and then you're poda these animals for chulin. So what happens to these animals now? So Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, again Rav Chuna keeps coming up in this mesechta in the name of Rav. Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan katche bedek abayis, a person again did the wrong thing. He took animals that were supposed to be animals should never be made for kachem b'dekabayis. They should always be designated for kachem b'zbech. But a guy decided to take the animals and be makdish them for b'dekabayis. So the halacha is that these behemos are aser b'gizva voda, and their vlados and their chalav are all going to be aser. But that's all before you're poda them. What about if you are poda them? So kachem b'dekabayis she poda tamimim. If you're poda them and they're still tamimim, they still don't have any mumin, yatsu the chulin, so they go, they become regular chulin animals. You're allowed to do giza ve'avoda, the chalav, the vlados are all mutter, and so that works. So the Gemara brings a raya, masnisa amrakein, that in the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah, Mesechus Chulin, that says just like this, that we learn over the Mesechus Chulin, that if you have behemos or bali mum, that have a mum kavua, that you're makdish al menas to sell them and to use the money to buy a carbon from the Mizbeach, and then you're poda those bali mumin from Hegdish, so they become mutter, gizva avoda, and not only that, vladon v'chalbon, mutter lachar pidyonan. The vlados and the chalav are mutter after you're pod to them. So even though with the halacha is when you're makdish on the zbech an animal that's a tamim, and there's a and then a mum kavua comes on the animal, and you're pod to the animal after it develops a mum kavua, the halacha is that the vlados and the vlados are aser, and it's aser begizav avoda, and the chalav is aser. So but if you were makdish bali mum when it was already a bal mum, and then you're pod to it, then it goes to then it becomes totally chulin. So we're going to assume the same thing is true over here, that if the animal never had kedushas saguf, it only had kedushas damim because you were makdish at lebedek abayis. Meaning, what's the difference between when you makdish an animal that's tamimim and then it becomes a balmum versus just being makdish a balmum? When you're makdish an animal that's not a balmum, it has kedushas mizbeach. And then when you poda it, even if it later develops a mum, so it doesn't lose that kedusha, that's why the chalav and the vlados are all going to be asra, and it's going to be asra because of avod, it still retains that kedusha. Whereas when you're makdish an animal that is a bal mum, so it was never really destined to go on the mizbeach, and therefore it, when you're poda it, it loses all kedusha. So over here also, you took an animal that was not a bal mum, but you never gave a kedusha to mizbeach. You were makdish at l'shem bedek habayis. So then when you're poded, it loses all of that kedusha. It doesn't have any of the kedusha. Says Gemara Rav Chiska b'shem Rav Chista. The Gemara just defines this this psak that we just gave, the parameters of this psak. Tiftar shepadim tmimim v'humu. That's talking about where you were poded them before they had a mum, and then they later on had a mum. But kol zman that they're still tmimim, they cannot be yotzei l'chulin. They're also begiz v'avoda. The chalav and the chalav and the vlados are going to be yasir. So and Rav Chista brings a raya. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Chista masnisa amrakein, that we could bring a raya from the brisa that we said about kachay bedek abayis, that if the vladon v'chalbon asr la'achar pidyonan. So the brisa l'chora, this brisa that asr's kachim after their pidyon is against the mishnah b'choros, that after the pidyon they go out l'chulin entirely. So how are we going to be miyashiv the mishnah and the brisa? The only way is to say that the brisa speaks about where they never got a mum, and that's why it still is not chulin entirely. And the mishnah talks about where it then developed a mum, and that's why it does become chulin entirely. So that's a raya to where Chiske says the name Rav Chista that Shapad Vim Vuhumu, that the only case that it goes out Lechulin entirely is if it later developed a mum. So the Gemara quotes a Shita that disagrees with this, though. Rav Chiske B'Shem Rav Yosa says, no, not like Rav Chista, that Kachay Bet Kavayis goes out Lechulin only if it then developed a mum. Kachay Bet Kavayis Shapad Vim Yotz Lechulin even when it didn't develop a mum. Kachay Bet Kavayis automatically goes out Lechulin. And Rav Yosa is going to bring a Raya to this Shita from the Mishnah that says Reb Lazar's Shita, that the behemoth that you makdish the Bet Kavayis. So what did the Mishnah say according to Reb Lazar in our Mishnah? That the males are sold for Tzarchei Olos, the Nekevos are sold for Tzarchei Shlamim, and the money all goes to the Bet Kavayis. V'in Tamar, if you're going to say that so long as there's no Mum, Lo Yatzu L'chulin, it can never go out L'chulin, so the Kedushas Bet Kavayis is still there on the animals, so Hech Chachim Mizbeach Chalin Al Kachim Bet Kavayis. Meaning, how can you have an animal that still retains Kachay Bet HaKabayis and now is going to be used as Kachay Mizbeach? I mean, Rav Lazar Shita wouldn't make any sense if the halacha is that so long as the animal doesn't have a mum, it can never lose its Kachay Bet HaKabayis status. Because if it can't lose its Kachay Bet HaKabayis status, how does Rav Lazar say, take an animal that has Kachay Bet HaKabayis, sell it, and now it will be used for Kachay Mizbeach? Yeah, but what happened to the Kachay Bet HaKabayis Kedusha? That never went away. You can't take something that still has Kachay Bet HaKabayis and now just use it for Kachay Mizbeach. Elamai, it must be that Rav Lazar understands that even if it doesn't have a mum, you can take away the Kachay Bet HaKabayis by selling it, and once you remove the Kachay Bet HaKabayis character from it, now it has room for Kachay Mizbeach to be chal on it. So the Gemara rejects this raya. The Gemara says, no, it's not a good raya. Maybe we could really say that so long as it doesn't have a mum, it does not go l'chulin. And the din of being makar of them, even though they still have Kachay Bet HaKabayis, that's no problem. Bali Mumin, this is a Bali Mumin over here, this is a very difficult line to read into the actual words. So the way the Mefarshim understand the phrase Bali Mumin is that that's a kinoy for Kedushas Bet HaKabayis. That since Stam Kachay Bet HaKabayis are animals that are Bali Mum, because you're not allowed to take an animal that's not a Bal Mum and give it a Bet HaKabayis, so we assume that the phrase Bali Mumin over here means Kachay Bet HaKabayis. So Kachay Bet HaKabayis that are Tmimim, that are regular Kachay Bet HaKabayis, so the halacha is Kachay Mizbeach Chal Aleihen, that you can have Kachay Kedushas Mizbeach be Chal on an animal that already has Kedushas Bet HaKabayis. Lai de Mila, for whichever thing you want the Kedushas Mizbeach to be Chal on it, even though it's still has Kedushas Bet HaKabayis, L'Gizu L'Avoda, because Midar Raisa, the Kachay Bet HaKabayis are Mutter B'Gizu L'Avoda, so when you're Makta to bring it as Olos Ushlamim, so there is room for the Kedusha to be Nitfas, because now it becomes Asr B'Giz V'Avoda. So since it's Nitfas in the Giz V'Avoda element, so the entire animal also could be Nitfas B'Kedushas Mizbeach. That's the way the Achronim explain that line, a very difficult line. So now the Gemara goes off into a little bit of a tangent that it doesn't really relate to what we were just discussing, but it mentions in this the coming discussion, we mentioned Rabbi Yoshua's Shita in our Mishnah. So that's why we're bringing this whole discussion that we're about to bring now. The Gemara brings a brisa that talks about a person's mafresh in a keva for a carbon that can only be brought from a zachar. So what do you do? Is there a kedusha saguf? You have a nekeva, it's not a balmum. The nekeva animal, it's perfectly healthy, there's no mum on it. So normally, you would give that for a kachay mizbeach. Problem is, you're mafresh for a carbon that you're not allowed to bring in a keva, that you have to dafka bring a zachar. So a mafresh in a keva la laso, ula pisco, ula ashamo. A person is mafresh in a keva for an carbon ola, carbon pesach, carbon asham. All these things you can't use in a keva. So the Tanakhama holds, even though it's in a keva is not kosher to be used for these carbonos, nevertheless, there's still a kedusha saguf, and therefore, osa tamura. You have to do a tamura. It's like all other tamuras carbon. You have to say on another animal that it's going to be the tamura of this animal so that the kedusha could extend on to the male animal and you'll use that as the karban. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, not by all nekevos are you osa tamura. They don't all have that kedusha sagof automatically. Lo olaso osa tamura. For a karban ola, yeah, it would be osa tamura. But lepiskol ashamo, ain't osa tamura. For karban pesach, karban asham, you would not be osa tamura. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, he says, by all karbanos, if you're mafresh in a keva, la lasa, lepischa, ula shamo, Eino osa tumura, that you're not osa tumura. So Gemara is going to explain the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of Rabbi Shimon, the reason for Rabbi Shimon, according to the Tanakama of the Braisa, who holds that Dafka in the Keva is Ola, meaning that Dafka in the Keva that's designated as an Ola is osa tumura, not the others. So the reason for that sheet is Shekin Matsinu in the Keva, but Of Kshera Lava Ola, because we do find that sometimes a female animal could be used as a carbon Ola. Not a behema, but an oaf. You have a bird, a female bird could be used as a carbon ola. So therefore, when you're mafresh in the keva animal as a carbon ola, the kedusha is chal in some sense, so you're going to need to do tamura. But you never find that for a pesach or an asham that you could use in the keva. That's why he's mechalik between the ola versus the pesach and the asham. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, time Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, what's the svara for the third shita? For Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who holds that by all of them, you don't have to make a tamura. Because in min b'mino, if you find that a carbon asham that you have to bring a zachar and you bring a zachar, but you don't bring it for the right year, so who cholik alav? Rabbi Shimon is cholik on the Tanakam and holds that there's no kedusha at all. So kolskin min b'sheinu mino, that when the chiv is to bring a zachar and you bring in a keva, the kedusha is not going to be chal alav. Meaning, even if you bring an animal that's the wrong age, the kedusha is not going to be chal. So certainly, if you bring an animal that's the wrong gender, the kedusha is not going to be chal. Ezu min b'mino shu chalakalav. What's the machlokas that we're talking about where Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakama about min b'mino, about two animals that are both the right gender? Kada detani. It's like we learned in the Brisa from Rabbi Shimon that someone who has to bring an asham ben shana, a person is chayiv to bring a 1 year old carbon asham, an asham nazir, an asham tzora, where it says dafka in the pasuk, it says a keves, which means a ben shana. It has to be dafka be 1 year old. Vehevi ben shtayim, and the guy instead brings a ben shtayim, or ben shtayim, a person is chayiv nashim gzelos, asham ilos, asham shivcha harufa, where the Torah says ayil, and therefore it's got to be a ben shtayim. Vehevi ben shalosh, and this guy decides to bring a 3 year old animal, lo yotza, he's not yotze his chiyuv at all. That's the case of min b'mino, that even though he brought a zachar, which is the same min in the sense that it's the same gender as what he's chayiv, but since it was the wrong year, it was the wrong age, even that there's not going to be any kedusha. So certainly if you bring the wrong gender, Reb Shim is going to say the kedusha is not going to be chal at all, and therefore you don't have to be osa tamura for any of it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who holds that you never have to be osa tamura at all, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, now this is why we bring in the whole discussion, Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, who said that when you're makdish all of your nechassim, and amongst your nechassim there are animals that are right to be brought on the Mizbeach. So we said, okay, good, the male animals, bring those as a carbon ola. The female animals, sell them to people who need a carbon shlamim and use the money to bring as a carbon ola. That lines up perfectly with what Rabbi Shimon says, that a person is makdish something that's not ra'ui, the kedusha is not going to be chal on that item that's not ra'ui. So Kamad Rabbi Yeshua Amar, and the Gemara just explains, that's what Rabbi Yeshua says, Nekeva la'ola lo kitcha ela hekdash damim, that the Nekeva, since it's not kosher for a carbon ola, it doesn't have a kedushas mizbeach for a carbon ola. It only has kedushas damim for a carbon ola. So what do? You sell it and use that money to buy a carbon ola. Kain Rabbi Shimon Amar, so to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, over here in this discussion, that Nekeva la'ola lo kitcha ela hektish damim, that in a keva cannot be designated for a carbon ola, it only has kedushas damim, so it doesn't have any kedushas aguf, so it can't be osa tamura. You don't make a tamura for it because it doesn't have any kedushas aguf. Tamura is only when something has kedushas aguf. In Tamar, if you were to say that kacha kedushas aguf, that it has kedushas aguf, so then yiru, then it wouldn't be sold without a mum. The halacha would be you have to let it graze until it develops a mum, and then it would be osa tamura. From the fact that it doesn't say that, sounds like there is no kedushas aguf, so that's Rabbi Yochanan saying that both Rabbi Yeshua and this Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda hold the same thing, that since the Nekeva cannot be brought as a carbon ola, it never gets Kedushas Guf of a carbon ola. So the Gemara just brings the continuation of that Braisa about Mafresh Nekeva Li'ola. So, Amar Rabbi, Ein Ani Roe Es Div Rabbi Shimon. I do not agree to Rabbi Shimon who holds that Pesach, that it, you don't don't make a tamura. He says, I think even by a Korban Pesach, if you're mafresh in a cave for a Korban Pesach, it would make a tamura, like the Tanakama says. Why? Shahamosar Pesach bashlamim. Because the halacha is, the din is, if a person has mosar Pesach, extra something left over from a Korban Pesach, you bring it as a Korban Shlamim. So you see, by every Korban Pesach, there is latent in the Korban Pesach a Kedushas Korban Shlamim. So since there is Kedushas Korban Shlamim somewhere in there, in the Korban Pesach, and Korban Shlamim can be brought from the Kevos, so mele there's Kedushas Aguf on the Keva that you mafresh for a Korban Pesach as well. So Gemara says, but wait a second, Velema, Eina ni roa divrei Rabbi Shimon. Why don't you say that you don't agree with Rabbi Shimon if you're mafresh in a Keva ba'asham? Because after all, Shemos Rasham ba'ola, Mos Rasham is brought as an ola, and we do find that an ola can be brought from an akeva by a bird. By a bird ola could be brought from an akeva. So you say also the same thing over there, that latent in there is in every asham is Kedushas ola, and Kedushas ola allows itself to be chal an akeva. Some Rabbi Avinim, Hikdash Pesach ba shlamim, karav shlamim, gufo karav shlamim, im Hikdash Asham ba ola, ein gufo karav ola. The halacha is, if you're makdash an animal's karm Pesach, and you have to bring it as a karban shlamim, you have a moser Pesach, you don't make a tamura, you just bring that animal itself as the karban shlamim. But if you're makdash an asham, the moser of an asham that's brought as an ola, it's not, the animal itself is not brought as a karban ola. What do you do with the animal? You let it graze until it develops a mum, the money goes to the nedava, and you buy that for ola's nedava. So it's not, the animal itself never has that kedusha. So that's entirely different. So now the Gemara explains the shita of the Tanakhama, that even a person is mafresh an akeva for his asham, he could make it could be also tamur. It has kedusha saguf. So makadon, what's the reason for the Tanakhama? So the Gemara explains, hahein omar, Tanakhama holds hektish damim kadosh, vahein omar, hektish gufo kadosh. That the Tanakhama holds that since you're mafresh an akeva for your asham, we assume that it's meant to graze until it develops a mum, and then you sell it and you buy a carbon asham with it. So since it has kedushas damim, there's also kedushas guf element to it, and therefore could make a tamura. Whereas Rebbe holds that hektish guf o kadosh, that only if there's a behemah kedushas guf can it make a tamura. I mean, the hektish damim that it can graze and develop a mum and then be transferred is not enough to affect a possible tamura. Okay, we're a little bit behind, but Be'ez Hashem will pick up from Rabbi Zeira tomorrow.